Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many believe miracles can happen? God can do it if you'll give Him time and if you won't quit Him. He can do it. Said out loud, all things are possible,
all things are possible.
To him or her that believes.
To him or her that believes.
And I can do, all things, through Christ, who strengthens me. Well, then don't say I can't take it anymore. Don't say I can't put up with this anymore. Because you can. Especially when it gets better. Yeah. Amen. How come me on this? Do you remember? Go to Exodus. Hold your place here. I'm not through. But go to Exodus, please. In the Old Testament. Glory to God. Exodus. And chapter 15. You know, they're different kind of ministry. There's the teacher's ministry. Teacher lays foundation, builds line upon line. There's the evangelist ministry. There's the prophet's ministry. I've had more experience with that than probably any other ministry serving Brother Hagin. A lot of times he'd preach what he called a splatter barrel. He said, well, I did it again. There's another splatter barrel. And what it was, it might seem irregular to some people because it was touching over here and then it was touching over there. But what it was prophetic. It was dealing with specific things in people's lives. And then the Holy Ghost led to deal with this and then deal with this. So there's different kind of ministry. And so don't think, well, he's off his message. Not if the Holy Ghost says this is the message. You know, I said that until he corrected me when I was in ministry to begin with. I'd get going. I had all my notes and stuff, and then I'd say, well, this is not my message, but, and I'd spend 30 minutes on that. And I'd say, well, this is not my message. Finally, one day the Lord said, if I say that's your message, that's your message. I said, obviously that's right. Yes, sir. So, we don't want to get locked in. We talked about you got to be open. That's a key to being led by the Spirit. In Exodus, the 15th chapter, the people of God had just seen the miraculous splitting of the Red Sea. And how Pharaoh and all the host of the Egyptians were drowned when the sea came back together. They shouted. They had the victory. Miriam played the tambourine. Man, they had a high heel time shouting. And then they went 3 days. Verse 22. Everybody say 3 days.
3 days.
3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they couldn't drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. So the name of it was called Marah, which means bitter, bitterness. And the people murmured against Moses, and they said, what shall we drink? I mean, how quickly things can change. They're shouting on the banks of the Red Sea, playing the tambourine, dancing. Man, they got the victory. Went 3 days, couldn't find water, and lost the victory. And how they're grumbling and complaining. And they found this water hole. And it was bitter. Couldn't drink it. Probably poisonous. And the Bible said that Moses, he cried to the Lord, verse 25, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. Can God change the bitter into sweet? Can he do it? Oh, yes, he can. And he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he approved them. He said, if you'll diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I'll put none of these diseases on you which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you. He healed a water hole. Would he heal a human body? How many can raise your hand and say, I know he heals. He's healed me. Look at this. Hands all over. Can he heal a marriage?
Yes.
Can he heal a broken relationship?
Yes.
between a brother and a sister, between a father and daughter, or mother and son? Can he heal what's been broken and breached? Can he take what was bitter and make it sweet? Is he that great? Can he do that? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Now, here, the one reason I want you to read this is because I'm sure that these folk thought this water hole is no good. What we need is a new water hole. Y'all are so quick and sharp. Some of you already, you know where I'm going. Help me out. Yeah. I said, I'm sure that they were convinced this is a bad water hole. Can't drink the water. Bitter. What we need is a new. Oh, yeah. New location. New situation. New water hole. That's what we need. Because this one, forget it. Did they need a new water hole?
No.
That wasn't everybody. I said, did they need a new water hole?
No.
Were they at the right place?
Yes.
Yeah. Was God able to fulfill them and satisfy them in this place?
Yes.
Without them going to a new water hole?
Yes.
How did he do it? Supernaturally. I said supernaturally. What man could not do, God did, and turned the bitter. I mean, it's like drinking persimmon water. You take your big gulp of that, whoo, I mean, you'd spit it out. But then when God got through with it, it was so sweet. You think, man, give me some more of that. Oh, whoo, that's wonderful. Sweet, sweet. See, so many times the enemy comes and tries to convince people, yeah, that your situation's bad. I mean, what you got to do, you got to get out of this. You need a new church. People don't respect you. They're not acknowledging your gift. They don't give you place. So-and-so didn't even shake your hand the other day. They don't like you. You need a new church. That's what you need. You need a new job. This job is lousy. I mean, nobody respects you and nobody will help you and it's just a bad situation. It's in a bitter water hole. What you need is a new husband. This one you got's a dud. He's lazy. He's a slob. He's not a gentleman. He's got a romantic bone in his body. He's done let his, self get overweight and got a big pot belly. You need you a new man. That's what you need. A new man. Treat you the way you deserve to be treated. Friend, that is the D-E-V-I-L. That's the devil talking to you. Did you hear me? You deserve better. You need a woman that'll respect you. A woman that realizes what kind of man you are. A woman that'll support you. Stick with you. You need a new woman. This woman ain't got a clue. She don't appreciate you. Friend, watch it. Why? You do every time these thoughts start coming, they don't appreciate you. They're not treating you right. They're not doing for you what they should be doing. That is all from the enemy to pull on your soul. It all is self-centered. I should have this and I don't have this and I deserve this and I deserve better. That is the path to destruction. Did you hear me? Many a man and woman have listened to such things and followed it. And when left their family, left their spouse, left their job, left their place spiritually, left their church, and went out into the world to find what they deserve, to wake up on the bottom, lonely, nobody at all to care about them and help them. Now listen, friend, the things that have happened in your life, the associations, the connections, the friends, that's not all by accident. God has given you these people. Did you hear me? The problem is not valuing what God has given us. Judging it after the flesh. I deserve better. Said who? What do you think you are? Examine yourself. What have they got in you? Well, they don't do it. They don't make me feel warm and fuzzy no more. Well, I guarantee you, if you're feeling like that, you're not giving them the warm and fuzzies either. If all you're doing is sitting around thinking about what they ought to be doing for you and whining and complaining, I guarantee you they're not rejoicing over your presence. Amen. You tell me. No. What I need, a new marriage. Well, where does it stop? I guarantee you, you go find you a new one that'll have you. Well, it won't be too long. The new's going to wear off and they're not going to be new anymore. And we're going to get back down to controlling the flesh and walking by faith. What you going to do? Dump them, get another one? People do. People do. They trade in spouses like they do cars. And are miserable. Did you hear me? Empty? No. 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 Stay with what God's given you. Appreciate it. Maybe it's not everything it ought to be. That's not God's fault. That's because people yield to the flesh. But get in a good place. Hook. Get fed. Grow. I mean, you can grow so much and they can grow so much that you wind up with two different people. Different people than what you used to be. You can change so much spiritually and mentally and physically that you got a different person than what you started out with. A much improved one. A much better. And they got a much better and improved person than you. Amen. If we're growing like we ought to be, we wake up with a new person every day. What do you mean? New growth. New and exciting developments. That's the way it's supposed to be. We need a new water hole. No, you don't. No, you don't. You got a God who can make the bitter sweet. 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 Say it out loud. I serve a God. Who is so big, so powerful, so good, so faithful, he can and he will make the bitter sweet. Sweet. Hallelujah. Just give him time. Don't leave him. Believe him. Trust him. See what he'll do for you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith and Patience, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R220. That's R220, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30, and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.